The name of this episode is called Do Not Cast Your Pearls Upon Swine. And I'm not calling anyone out of their name or anything like that, but you know, when you think about pearls and you think about swine, you can just imagine that there's totally a difference. You know, pearls, they're intricate, they're delicate, and you know, swine produces other things such as worms. Then you know, swine comes from the pig. It's a saying. It's a biblical saying. Do not cast your pearls upon swine. And the significance of this saying is that we sometimes get in our own way, or we sabotage ourselves by not looking at the originality or the uniqueness, the delicacy of who we are being for our lives. And so we cast our pearls, what we were giving as a blessing, upon swine, because we don't want to deal with the reality of who we are to actually go into in depth as to what we need to be doing with our own personal lives. And so we cast our pearls upon the swine, in which we attach ourselves to individuals beneath us, individuals who are not doing anything for themselves in relationships, or sacrificing what we need to do or what we should be doing to be better, better individuals. We may be procrastinating about what we should be doing with our lives. We may sabotage our relationships. We may be that way because of issues that we may have that we never investigated, or we never took the time to look at the triggers that cause us to do the things that we do in our day-to-day lives, relationships. And so we act out. And sometimes, as I mentioned in my earlier podcast, is that we sometimes are dealt the wrong hand, you know, and we walk this journey in our lives that causes us to experience things that we don't need to experience, but it happens to reach us, you know, it happens to touch our lives. And I told someone today that when you come from a background where there are absent parents, or no parents, or single parent household, we fall victim to things that could affect our livelihood or affect our lives. And sometimes we have to find that little girl who's been affected by maybe a situation as an adult to bring her forward to the level where you are. And it could be a difficult journey. So when I say, do not cast your pearls upon swine, take the time to self-reflect, meditate, look at your triggers, what causes you to latch out. Because sometimes when we're dealing with individuals and we become upset and they push the trigger, we're dealing with something from our past, not from present. I don't know if many of you have experienced situations like that where everything just shows up in a negative. You have to turn that around. You have to break the cycle and look at your life as a pearl. A pearl is basically made based on the agitation of sand within a clam or within the oyster. And the agitation could be the things that we go through in our day-to-day life. But those things that we go through can make us the most beautiful individual can make us the most beautiful pearl. So don't forget that. You know, you have talents, you have gifts, you have qualities. But if you fail to look at those qualities and you don't look at them from the aspect of being a pearl, you can lose your life in the pig pen. You know, you can lose your life by being in the wrong place at the wrong time. You can lose your life by not developing and living your life. So please, don't cast your pearls upon swine. Don't forget to like, subscribe. If you have questions, please feel free to leave me a message and I'll get back to you. Later. Mental health. It's a big subject that people fail to. First of all, let me start by saying good evening. That's where I should start. I apologize for not being respectful. I just went into my conversation. But mental health, at one time used to be like taboo to discuss or hush hush. Nobody talked about it. But today, 2020, the latter part of the middle of 2019, it has been at the forefront for many people. And basically, it was always there. Let's just say that individuals who suffer from mental health always suffer from maybe depression, trauma, which could be abuse, incest, molestation, just the loss of a parent or bullying can trigger mental health, medication, overdrinking. That's all signs of abuse, mental abuse, drug abuse. All those are signs of trauma, mental illness. And people are finding it hard to deal with. We all go through something, mental distress that causes us to break down. You know, there are triggers that cause us to go into a depression. So, how do you deal with the mental health? Do you acknowledge it? Do you recognize that you're going through a crisis? Is it brought on by anxiety? Is it brought on by relationships? If it's born by abandonment, it's so many things that you have to focus on. Look at where it started from, where it stems from. And then, you know, work it out. Now, some people need a coaching, counseling, you know. You know, I have my degree in counseling. I have my degrees. And behavioral health, behavioral science. But when people take on the subject of mental health, it's just a long, drawn-out subject. In my days of working in a mental health facility, I worked in two mental health facilities, Horizon House, and the other one was Rockford. Now, I did one-on-one suicide watch, and the other one was just you know, mental health one-on-one as well. you know, basically training and employment and training and preparation for employment and conversation, med watch, documentation, and all those things that go along with working in the field of behavior science. So, excuse me, I'm so sorry. Tired, laying down. But the key to addressing mental health is to know, first of all, that you suffer from some form of mental health. And how you deal with it is really key. Now, when you look at the triggers, most likely the triggers are brought on by someone who triggers you, or something that triggers you. It could be brought on by someone, or someone can be just putting too much pressure on you to perform, or expectations. I'm not going to be in here too long because I'm just yawning. But I can pick it up back on, tomorrow. But mental health, like I mentioned, you have to identify with what your triggers are. You have to identify with what you're dealing with, the type of mental health, you know, how you're breaking down, or sometimes mental health, is it that you need the attention, you're seeking attention, or you need someone to talk to, or you need someone to love you, hold you. There's all kinds of type of mental health that is triggered. And what did you make the problem mean? What did you make the situation mean for you? And where does it stem from? And you can probably go back in your life and look at where it stems from. From when you was young, and that's where it lies. So when you was young, everything was fine, and then something happened. What was that something that happened? Once you identify what that something was, or is, current, past, then that's when you can start. Because then you have to go into the depths of what you made that mean and work from there. If you want to further discussion on this topic, just leave me a comment, subscribe. I'm new to this, you know, I just like to talk. I'm a social worker all day. And I have to resolve a lot of problems. I have to help individuals, and that's what I do. So I leave that with you, and I'm going to get some sleep because I'm tired. I was at the gym. I'm beat up, and I'm hurting right now. And we'll talk soon. I try not to be gone for so long, but I'm working on a dissertation, and that takes up much of my time. And then I work full-time. Well, I have two jobs, really. I work at a library. I create programs for children and adults. I'm so sorry. I work as a social worker during the day. I do fair hearings for clients. And I work with the processing worker in the field to correct cases that are not processed properly. And so I do fair hearings. Okay, that's the legal aspect of the Division of Social Services. And I come to the podcast just to talk sometimes, you know, to get stuff off my chest from just a lot of work that I do. So I look forward to talking with you. Leave a message or subscribe. Like I said, this is new for me, and I'll try to answer your questions the best that I can. And please be open and be receptive, and take what applies to you and use it, and what doesn't apply to you, you don't have to take it personal, you don't have to use it. But when you want to find out things about situations in your life, you have to be receptive to what is being shared with you. Good night. I can't take it. Good night. I love you guys. Bye-bye.